Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. India and Venezuela review bilateral relations and explore new avenues of cooperation in energy, trade and healthcare. External Affairs Minister S. J. Shankar says India and UK are well positioned to build a new future-oriented and mutually beneficial partnership. Republicans and Democrats jointly seek to end President Donald Trump's military action in Iran. U.S. House of Representatives passes resolution. World Yogasan Sports Championships begins in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hopes it will give Yogasan a global sports identity. And in world boxing rankings, India's Jasmine Lamboria climbs to world number one, while Priya Gangas and Vishwanath Suresh enter into top three. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, in New Delhi. The two leaders reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and explored new avenues of cooperation in energy, trade, investment, healthcare, and automobiles, among others. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they had extensive discussions on expanding cooperation in energy, critical minerals, technology, agriculture, health, and people-to-people ties. He said that as a valued partner in Latin America, India's close cooperation with Venezuela holds immense importance for the Global South. He said both nations will continue to work together for the mutual benefit of the people of the two countries. Addressing media after the talk, Secretary East Rudrendra Tandon said Venezuela poses as one of the largest oil reserves in the world. He said India's discussions between the two sides focused on forging an energy partnership between the two countries, as Venezuelan energy sector is undergoing a fundamental transformation.
The discussions also went into broadening the economic partnership to other areas, not just in the energy sector, but also in areas like mining, animal husbandry, transportation, agriculture equipment, automotive sector, and pharmaceuticals, to try and work out ways in which Indian commercial entities can enter the Venezuelan market successfully.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said India and UK are well positioned to build a new future-oriented and mutually beneficial partnership. In his remarks at the meeting with UK Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper in New Delhi this evening, Dr. Jayashankar said the meeting will be an opportunity to discuss the India-UK Vision 2035 under all the five pillars of growth, technology, innovation, defence and security, climate and clean energy, as well as education.
Our relationship has moved from being a historical and perhaps cultural connection today to being a forward-looking highway of shared economic ambitions and high technology. Today's meeting will be an opportunity to discuss the India-UK Vision 2035 on all the five pillars of growth, technology and innovation, defence and security, climate and clean energy, as well as education.
Later, a letter of approval was handed over to the University of Liverpool for establishing its campus in Bangalore in the presence of the External Affairs Minister and the UK Foreign Secretary. Union Minister of Coal and Mines G. Krishan Reddy and Secretary of State for Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Affairs, United Kingdom Yvette Cooper, today launched the India-UK Critical Minerals Global Supply Chain Observatory, GSCO, in New Delhi. While addressing the gathering, G. Krishan Reddy emphasized that critical minerals are the backbone of modern economies and indispensable for the energy, clean energy technologies, advanced manufacturing, electric mobility and strategic sectors. Speaking on the occasion, UK Secretary of State for Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Affairs, Yvette Cooper, underscored the importance of the India-UK collaboration in developing resilient, diversified and sustainable critical mineral supply chains. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a resolution that seeks to halt President Donald Trump from taking further military action in Iran. The 215-208 vote was successful after four Republicans joined Democrats in a rare public show of disapproval of the war, which began in February. This is the fourth attempt by the House to rein in Trump's war powers, which critics say lack congressional approval. The House resolution still needs approval from the Republican-controlled U.S. Senate. Even if it were successful in the Senate, the measure is unlikely to fully curb military action against Iran. Trump could veto the measure, which would require a two-thirds majority in both chambers to nullify. Meanwhile, a U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement between Israel and Lebanon has faced an immediate setback from Hezbollah, rejected key provisions of the deal, raising fresh doubts about efforts to stabilize the conflict and prevent a wider regional escalation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said yoga is India's timeless gift to humanity, virtually joining the inaugural edition of the World Yogasana Sports Championship being held at the AK Arena in Ahmedabad. The Prime Minister said yoga unites the mind, body and spirit and inspires a healthier and more harmonious world. Mr. Modi highlighted that every major sports bring along with its comprehensive ecosystem. He expressed confidence that the maiden World Yoga Championship will give a yogasana's global sports identity and open up a wide range of opportunities for the youth.
जैसे जैसे योगासना स्पोर्ट्स का विस्तार होगा वैसे वैसे इससे जुड़ी नई संभावनाएं भी बढ़ेगी ये खिलाड़ियों के लिए नई कैरियर अपॉर्चुनिटीज लेकर आएगा यह ट्रेनर्स स्पोर्ट्स साइंटिस्ट रिसर्चर्स और इवेंट मैनेजर्स के लिए भी नए अवसर बनाएगा
मोर फ्रॉम अ कॉरेस्पोंडेंट
The Ekta Arena in Ahmedabad has opened its door to more than 400 participants from 60 nations, including international contingents from USA, Ghana, Kenya and Malaysia. Host nation India is fielding a strong 122-member squad competing across six age categories from sub-juniors to senior masters. In a global first for the sport, an advanced electronic scoring system has been introduced to ensure absolute transparency in judging every posture, balance and flow. This championship signifies a major transformation for Yogasana, elevating it from a discipline of spiritual wellness into a highly technical, competitive sporting event aimed at Olympic movement. Aparna Khon, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
India has retained its strong presence in the largest world boxing rankings. Jasmine Lamboria climbed to world number one in the women's 57 kg category, while Asian champions Priya Gangas in 60 kg and Vishwanath Suresh in 50 kg surged into the top three of their respective categories. In the women's section, Meenakshi extended her reign as world number one in the 48 kg category, while Preeti rose to number three. Arundhati Chaudhary in 70 kg, Pooja Rani in 80 kg, and Nupur in plus 80 kg were also ranked the world number two. Established stars Nikhat Zareen in 51 kg and Lovlina Borgohain in 75 kg also retained their places among the world's elite. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Venezuela review bilateral relations and explore new avenues of the cooperation in energy, trade and healthcare. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar says India and UK are well positioned to build a new future-oriented and mutually beneficial partnership. Republicans and Democrats jointly seek to end President Donald Trump's military action in Iran. U.S. House of Representatives pass resolution. World Yogasana Sports Championship begins in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hopes it will give Yogasana a global sports identity. And in world boxing rankings, India's Jasmine Lamboria climbs to world number one, while Priya Gangas and Vishwanath Suresh enters into top three. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.